92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, normally when we do second date updates, mm-hmm. we talk to the person and we go, what do you think went wrong? Why are you not getting a call back? And they may be able to cite one instance, or a lot of times they're like, I don't know, I have no clue.
Right.
Well, the guy on the phone for a second date update today has multiple reasons why he thinks he's not getting a call back. So that should be fun. Let's start listing them, shall we? Mike, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh,
good.
God.
It sounds like your first date was not the best.
You know, I didn't think it was, you know, that bad in the moment, but looking back now, I'm starting to kind of put the pieces together, and I kind of think I figured it out. I don't know.
Is it something where you only have yourself to blame, or were they circumstances outside your control?
Well, like, I guess some outside my control, but I think I kind of just got awkward with it. I don't know. I think it was me.
So what's the name of the girl that you want to call today?
The girl I want to call today is Andrea.
And where did you meet Andrea?
On Tinder.
Nice. Right, so it started off great anyway.
I love when anybody says that. There's such shame attached to it when it comes out of your mouth.
I mean, it's not the place you want to tell your mom, like, hey, look who I found on Tinder. You know, you don't want to take Tinderella home. So.
Tinderella. All right, so tell us a little bit about Tinderella before you tell us what went wrong on the date.
All right, well, obviously I swiped right, so I thought she was hot. You know, so right off the bat, she's a good-looking girl, and then as I was looking through her pictures and stuff, I was noticing that she was athletic, she looked mm-hmm. like she played sports and worked out. So, you know, she responded back to me, and we started talking. She was really sassy, so I liked that, you know,
yeah.
kind of the bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
How long did you guys chat before you decided to actually go on a date?
It was about a week, so I think that's kind of long for Tinder.
Yeah, it is. Normally, it's like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, yeah. I was like, wow, this is a long relationship.
You guys were practically Tinder married at that point.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about changing my status.
Tell us about the date. What'd you guys actually do?
So on the date, you know, we went to an oyster bar. And she actually, yeah, I thought it was nice. She said I could pick her up, which I thought, I was like, okay, all right. You know, actually get to go to her place. So went to pick her up, and that's where I think I started losing control of the situation.
Wait, you started losing control before the situation even barely began, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I was listening to music in the car. And I wasn't paying attention, you know. I was all excited about her, and I walk her into my vehicle, you know, open the door for her, trying to be a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And then get in the car, I turn on the radio, and it just, bam, like right in her face, this music just starts blaring. And it's just like, talking about and like all kind of like crazy shit. I turned so red. It was so embarrassing.
Did you apologize right away?
Yeah, I should have apologized. That would have been the right thing to do. Instead, I just kind of like cut it down. And so I was like, do you listen to Lil Wayne? And she's like, no.
All right.
Yeah. I could see that be a bad first impression.
Yeah, I think it was.
She's like, what's on this guy's mind already picking me up? Okay.
I know. The Tinder and then the music, I don't think it was looking good for me off the bat.
Did you recover from that, or did she seem disturbed by your music selection the whole night?
It was a little awkward at first, obviously, but I think I started recovering, you know, pretty well. By the time we got to the restaurant, you know, we were talking.
Okay.
That was good.
And how was the oyster bar?
The oyster bar was delicious.
No.
I meant,
how was your time with her at the oyster bar? Sorry, I should have been more specific.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Well, the time was a little awkward because, you know, like I said, we were talking, everything was cool, and then I thought it'd be funny and try to make a little joke about, you know, oysters are aphrodisiacs.
And then she was
like, yeah. Well, in my head, it was funny. It was funny in my head.
It's so easy. It just makes me roll my eyes.
And this is after she got in your car with a song that was blaring about sex. And then you're like, hey, these are aphrodisiacs. Like,
I think the only thing I could have said afterwards to make it more awkward is give like a little wink or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was bad.
What was your intention of this date?
I mean, I actually liked our bantering on Tinder and stuff. I thought she was really funny and cool. And I've had hookups before off Tinder, obviously, but I kind of wanted this to be a little bit something more.
Okay.
So after all that, did it seem like she liked you at the end of the date? Or was she just trying to get out of there?
Sounds bad, dude.
Once again, we start picking back up, and then we get to her place, I start walking into her door, and then, you know, I thought the stars were aligning. This is it. You know, I've done this many times before. I lean in for the kiss, and then she's just kind of like, not tonight.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Ouch. Yeah. How'd you feel when she said that?
I was a little bit caught off guard, honestly, because that's never happened to me before. Not trying to brag, but I'm a pretty good-looking dude, and that's never been just turned down right at the doorstep, you know?
But I feel like there's two ways you can say that. You can say that coyly where you're like, not tonight, got to work harder for it.
Yeah.
Or you can say, not ever.
You know, looking back at it, it kind of seemed like she's just a little bit irritated. So I didn't know that she was done with me. I thought, like, just like, she needed a moment to get away from tonight and maybe could think things through.
End date.
Decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you tried to contact her since your date?
Yeah. I reached out to her and tried texting her and calling her because she did give me her number.
Uh-huh.
But she never really responded.
You should have just sent her a link to that Lil Wayne song you were listening to.
I know. I wanted a box of oysters or something.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
All right, if you're just tuning in for today's second date update. Oh.
Whoa.
Sorry. Song kind of came out of nowhere. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. That's exactly what happened to Mike on his first date. He thinks that the girl might not be calling him back because a string of things went wrong. He met her on Tinder. They decided to go out to an oyster bar. But when they first got into his car, he forgot that his radio was on to a very inappropriate song. He turned his car on and then...
Okay.
And just... had to look over at her and go, sorry about that.
Romantic.
Mike... Are you ready to do your second date update?
Absolutely.
All right. Is that kind of like the song that was playing in your car when she got in?
Yeah, except it was way, way worse.
There's music that's worse than that?
Just one long beep.
Yeah.
Mike, she denied your kiss at the end of the night. Is that actually why you want to call her?
You know, actually, I really feel like there could be something way more, you know, than just a little Tinder hookup.
All right, well, I'll dial her phone number right now, get her on the phone, and find out why she's not calling you back.
All right, I'm a little nervous, but all right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Turn it off.
Hello?
Hi, is Andrea there?
Yeah, this is she.
Hello, Andrea. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm sorry, did you say you were calling from the radio?
Yes, a morning radio show.
What's going on?
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they get in contact with us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong.
Okay. Hey.
And so somebody just emailed us about you.
What? This is so weird.
Yeah,
his name is Mike, and you guys met on Tinder.
Oh, my God. Mike?
Yes. Mike has been trying to contact you since your date, but apparently you haven't answered any of his phone calls or text messages.
And he didn't take the hint, apparently.
Well, he took the hint. He knows that you don't want to get back to him for some reason, but he doesn't know why. So he asked if we could get you on the phone and get that answer.
On the radio.
Yes. Did you like Mike at all?
Well, what did he tell you guys? What do you know?
He told us how you met. He also admitted to us that he feels like your first date was kind of awkward. There was a point, I guess, where he picked you up and you got in the car and he had a really inappropriate song blaring on the radio. He thought you might have felt awkward about that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't.
He also told us how you turned him down for a kiss at the end of the date, and you said, no, not tonight, or something like that.
He told you a lot.
Yeah, he did. He told us all about your date. He also said that he really likes you and wants to see you again.
God. Honestly, the most shocking part of the night was when he came to pick me up. He looked nothing like his Tinder profile.
Oh.
He catfished you?
What?
No, it's not that he didn't, like it wasn't like he was a different person. He had bruises all over his face.
What did, wait, when he came to pick you up?
Like, he looked like he got the kicked out of him.
Really?
What?
He did not mention that.
Huge black eye, fat lip, like, and I was like, oh my God, what happened?
What did he say?
It's so weird. He told me that he, like, does that sometimes. He gets into, like, fights with his friends, like,
what?
MMA style in his backyard.
Oh,
like,
my
once
gosh.
A month, like a fight club thing. They fight each other. And so he was just super, like, whatever, like, no big deal.
Nonchalant fighting.
To, like, just looks like that a lot of the time because he and his friends beat the shit out of each other.
So he does, like, novice-style MMA in his backyard.
I guess.
And he thought, I mean, was he saying this to impress you, or?
No, I asked him why his face looked like scrambled eggs. He was like, glad I just do this. Not a big deal. Like, totally casual.
So, no big deal. Me and my friends just fight in the backyard once a month.
Yeah, it was so weird. I mean, he could at least warn me that
right.
he was going to look like, you know, cheese grater went on his, like, I couldn't
look at him. Would you have gone out with him, though, if he would have said, hey, by the way, this is what I do in my spare time, and I'm going to show up with a black eye?
Oh, that's so weird. It's so weird. Who does that? What kind of psychological issues go into needing to beat the crap out of each other? Like, what is that?
He didn't tell us any of that.
No.
He just told us about your date. And it was all good except for those couple of weird things. He didn't tell us that he showed up and looked like somebody had beaten him with a bag of pennies.
It was horrifying. I couldn't believe it.
I want to know a little bit more about his backyard MMA ring.
Yeah,
you want to get in on it,
yeah,
don't
I do.
You?
I want to get in on that action. Let's ask him about it, Andrea, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
No, he is not on the f-ing phone.
Yes, he is. Mike?
How's it going?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? Look, I just wanted to tell you could just texted me or called me, and then we have to do this.
We didn't have to do this, period. You could take a piss and just let it go.
You gave me your number, so obviously you're cool to give me your number, so you should expect a phone call or a text.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Andrea, first off, my face looks great right now. I've never broken a bone or anything. It was just a little beat up, and for the record, I won. So, there you go.
Just a little beat up?
That wasn't even that bad. Normally, it looks like my face went through a grinder, but this time, it was fine.
Oh, my God. And that's supposed to be attractive to me?
Andrea, look, I had a fight the night before with my bros, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Your bros? Oh, my God.
I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Honestly, you saw by my pictures that I like athletic things and MMA and stuff.
Athletic things is one thing. Beating the shit out of each other in a backyard for the giggles is a completely different psychological issue.
It's making me better. It's making me better. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is.
What is it making you better at? Better at what?
Well, I don't even know why you're so upset, but you should be excited that I have, like, friends that enjoy hanging out with me and stuff. I should say something about my social life.
You gotta say something about your social life. I'm learning everything I need to know.
I mean, what were you doing the other night before our date? Were you just petting your cat and watching Netflix or what?
Are you judging me? Is that what's happening right now?
Oh, wow.
Is this your attempt to, like, get me out on a second date with you? Seriously?
No, I just don't understand. Like, all of a sudden you're coming out, like, bashing my face, which it already was bashed enough. Don't need any of that. So
you were eating oysters and blood was dribbling onto your chin.
Shut up.
Look, it was just, I keep telling you, it was just from the night before. It was just a little cut. A little cut. Made me bleed a little bit. I'm a man. I can handle it. It's not a big deal.
How the hell do you think that someone wants to kiss a person who's bleeding all over their
Literally.
Food?
Oh my God, seriously. He leaned toward me. I was like, seriously? You want me to kiss that? Hell no.
Mike, I support your MMA backyard fighting if you want to do that, but why didn't you warn her, though? Like, hey, I'm going to show up and my face is going to be bruised.
Honestly, it was just the night before, you know, and I thought, you know, hey, I didn't think it looked that bad, honestly, in comparison to other times.
My bros
told me it wouldn't be a big deal. They thought she'd be cool with it.
Why would you plan a fight the night before a first date? Like, if that's going to be your hobby, maybe wait till after.
I mean, I get what you're saying there, but we plan this every month. It's the same day, so I wasn't going to miss it. You know, it's the same day every month.
That's more important than her, duh.
Andrew, look, sometimes, you know, I go through there, I don't even have, like, a scratch on my face or anything. Like, I'm completely fine. So, like, that night, a little bit rougher, I'll admit, but whatever. I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. And right now, face looks fine, but you should come out and see me now.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Are you sure, Andrea? Because I would like to ask you out on a second date with Mike. We will pay for it if you'll go out with him again.
I'd rather punch myself in the face than go on another date with him.
Come on. It's really not that big of a deal. I don't know why you're making this a big deal. Look, I look great right now. I look better than my Tinder picture, honestly.
Listen, I'm not into this. I'm sure there's somebody else out there who will totally appreciate it, maybe, but I'm out.
Mike, I'm sorry. No second date, man.
That's a bummer, man. I really liked her.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what, Mike? Sometimes in dating, it can give you the uppercut and you can be up against the ropes. But I know that you can get back on track and stand up like the true champion you are and get back in the dating world.
Awesome, bro. I'm pumped. Let's go do this right now. Why don't you just come fight with me?
I am not going to one of your backyard brawls, Mike.
Come on, man.
No.
Do it.
I don't want to do it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.